Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Spectrum Dad Podcast. I'm your host, Fred Marvel, and if you're like me and you've got a child that's been diagnosed with autism, you know, you'll get recommendations for different types of therapy they need to do, occupational therapy, speech, ABA, whatever it is. And then you go to sign up for these therapies, and there's a 6 to 12 month waiting list for each of them. So you're kind of stuck with, well, what do I do now? Because, you know, you tell me that my child needs all of these services, but, you know, I'm going to have to wait up to a year to get them. That's where Goalie comes in. You guys know I like highlighting different products and different services that can help you out. Goalie is amazing. It's something we're using ourselves at home with Alex. It's everything that you can think of. It's a behavior tracker. It's a visual schedule. It's an AAC device too. It's really amazing. So today on this episode, I have the pleasure of speaking with Tana from Goalie. We talk all about the ins and outs of Goalie, what it can be used for, ways you can implement it, and things like that. So I really hope you enjoy this interview. All right, I'm back, and I am really excited today because I am joined by Tana from the Goalie app, and I've been really excited about this app. We're starting to use it with Alex to keep track of his behavior charts and routines and things like that. So I'm really excited to have Tana on today, and we're going to talk about a lot of the ins and outs of the app and everything like that. So how's it going, Tana?
It's going great. We have beautiful weather here in Colorado, which nice. Is a breath of fresh air coming from rainy Seattle. So I cannot complain.
Great, great. Well, before we start talking about Goalie, let's talk a little bit about you and kind of like your background and what attracted you to Goalie.
Yeah, thanks for asking. So I'm trained as a speech therapist. Mm-hmm. I've been working for about 15 years as a clinician. I've dabbled in working for the University of Washington as a faculty member for a couple years before making the transition to this new adventure. And I think really the highlights of my career have been working with children on the autism spectrum, most of which have been nonverbal, non-speaking, and helping their families kind of navigate, teaching them how to communicate in whatever ways are available. So I do a lot of work with families as an AAC consultant or augmentative communication consultant, and that's how I got connected with Goalie, actually. I have a nonprofit that I run as like a passion project on the side, and the CEO of Goalie went to one of my live events, and we connected and started collaborating on building a talker app for Goalie. Okay. So I started out as a contractor, really using my passion and experience with AAC to help Goalie build their talker. And then after we worked together, the CEO, Sasha, offered me a position here as the product manager, and I was super excited about it for a lot of reasons, but the main reason was I really saw it as a way to bring the things I loved and felt really good at as a clinician to a situation where you might be able to help even more families than I could just doing one-on-one therapy. So I get to bring what I understand about child development and supporting kids and families to the product, and in hopes that we can make something that's really beneficial to families in helping them and their children achieve their goals.
Awesome. But before we get into Goalie, I wanted to back up because it's something that we have not had to use with Alex, but I know a lot of people with young children listen that may be debating between AACs, different speech devices, different apps, PECs, different, you know, trying to figure out which way of communication works best for their kid. Do you briefly want to talk about, just in case anybody's not familiar with, how an AAC works?
Absolutely. So AAC is actually this really long word that really talks about all the ways that we either add to speech or replace speech. And for many kids, actually, AAC really is a support for them to use in addition to their speech. But for others, it may actually be the primary way that they communicate when speech doesn't develop. And so you've got devices under there, right? Like the ones you're talking about, you can use tablets to speak speak with symbols or with words that you read. But you can also use things like gesture and sign language, spelling, all kinds of non-speaking ways to get your message across. And that's really what AEC is about. So I think most parents are familiar with the technology that's available on tablets. Right. That's probably the most common. Yeah. And there's so many choices available on tablets. And they're all similar in a lot of ways. And then some really are different in big ways. And what you choose to use to help a child who's learning to communicate is really going to depend on their needs.
Awesome. Awesome. So let's get into Goalie. You meet with the Goalie CEO. You really enjoy and fall in love with the company. Do you want to kind of give some background on Goalie?
Absolutely. So Goalie was actually founded by a father. His child had attention deficit disorder, ADD, and he was looking for a way to support his child in really navigating the day-to-day challenges that come along with having neurodiversity like that. Mm-hmm. So Goalie was started with the intention of helping his child with what we call executive functioning, right? The ability to remember what I need to do and actually remember how I need to do it, the order that needs to occur in order for it to be done successfully. And from that, really the core function of Goalie at that time was our visual scheduler. And I think what was really unique about Goalie's founding as well is that this family understood how important it was to have technology that was separate from entertainment for their son. So I think that's really one of the things at Goalie that we pride ourselves on as a company is we not only make really fantastic software, but we give it to you in a dedicated distraction-free package so that children and young adults can really understand that this is a tool for them and it's very different from their entertainment technology.
Right. Now, and there's two different ways to use it. I mean, we just started using it with Alex, and Alex is a little bit older. He's going to be 13 in August, so he has his own phone. So there's an app that we downloaded on our phone as parents, and then there's an app that corresponds with that that Alex downloaded to his phone. And we can, use his behavior charts, and, he's got a visual schedule there, too, of different things that, he needs to do throughout the day. But there's also, you guys also have your own separate dedicated device that goes along with this, correct?
Correct. So you're using that app only option, which is really functional for a lot of families who already have technology. Perhaps their teenage children or young adults are already using pocket technology. And so Goalie runs on that technology, whether you have an Android device or an iOS Apple device. But then we also offer our distraction free options. And we have a couple different options that are going to support people and kids who either have differences in their fine motor skill or perhaps are of an age where they don't want to have a very kid looking device, right? Because they don't want to be standing out among their peers. And so we've got our smaller Goalie devices that have really rugged kid friendly cases on them. And then we have like this sleek teenager, older school age style device that's pocket size as well. That's a little more sleek and a little bit more like an older child would use. And then excitingly, in the next couple of months, we will be offering a tablet size as well. We have a little bit of a larger device now, but we're going to be offering even more options in that larger size for kids who need a little more help using their hands and fingers to access the screen.
That's awesome. Now, for if you are just using your Goalie device, is there a way for kids, because I know they're, more technologically advanced than I am, to download things like YouTube or whatever, games they're currently playing onto the Goalie device? Or is it just
Goalie? Valid question. Yeah, sorry to interrupt you, but valid question. Yeah, there isn't. There, it's locked down, which is really one of the biggest benefits, right? So really our product, our software, it works best when you get a dedicated device, especially for children or young people who are really on the beginning stages of learning executive functioning and independence with their technology, that may be tempted to get out of their support tools and get into their distraction and entertainment. So all of Goalie's devices are completely locked, with the exception of the administrative functions that parents and caregivers can access with our security questions that would be needed to do that. So that would be things like connecting to Wi-Fi. If you're off Wi-Fi and you're a caregiver, you'll need to go into the settings of the device to reconnect with Wi-Fi. But other than that, there's nothing on it except for Goalie.
That's good because, I know that when, kids these days, they just want to, I don't want it to become like another play. You know what I mean? I want it to be dedicated just towards Goalie and what they use it for. Now, I know we talked about with Alex, we use it a lot for his behavior trackers and schedules and things like that. Do you want to talk about some of the other ways that parents can utilize Goalie?
Absolutely. I want to touch first on the behavior tracker that you're working with Alex on. Behavior tracker is really just a fancy way of saying you're going to help kids understand what goals they're working for in their behavior, such as responsibility or manners, right? Or avoiding challenging behaviors that they're working hard to not do, such as back talk or hitting or shouting. And so behavior tracker really lists those out. And then you can assign tokens or points to them if you want to incentivize children to monitor their own behavior over time, right? So sometimes we need a little bit of a push when we're learning a new skill. We need a little bit more of an incentive to come from the outside. And that's why Behavior Tracker really can be a nice place to start with kids who are ready to start learning how to monitor their own behavior and be internally motivated to change it, but need a little bit of an incentive at the start.
And that's exactly how we use it with Alex. With some of his challenging behaviors, we use it to track his points for, every time that he has, he's able to keep his hands like that. He gets his points on the app and everything like that. And he usually has a goal of what he's working towards with his points.
Absolutely. And, over time, you hope that kids will learn how to internalize that, right? But at the beginning, for however long it takes, a lot of kids just need a little more support.
Right. Now, another way that we use it with Alex is scheduling. We kind of have a checklist of things to do for him. Now that school's over, we have to, and he's in summer camp, we have to rework that a little bit. But it was, we had his morning routine on there, eat a healthy breakfast, with different options, not just, grabbing for chips or whatever is in the cabinet. Take your medicine, brush your teeth, make sure you have your backpack is ready for school with whatever you need to bring to school that day, things like that. In the afternoon when he came home, he has a Chromebook with school. Make sure you plug in your Chromebook so it's charged for the next day, homework time. So we used it a lot just to help him get through his day and break it down into little segments. So it's not an overwhelmingly huge list of things to do. It's just here's a small block of time, and here's some of the things that you need to, you need to get done.
Yeah. And it's similar to the way that all of us use our phones, right? Used to be way back in the day, you had the planner, the pencil and paper planner, as an adult. And now we use our phone. And what I love about putting these sorts of visual supports and scheduling supports on technology early on for kids is that we're really trying to help them immediately start learning some of those like digital citizen skills, right? Eventually, we hope they'll transition to standard technology as an adult and help to manage their day-to-day that way. And being on a device itself, Goalie really helps very young children start to kind of learn those extra digital skills on top of the executive functioning skills that they're working on. So one of the things I wanted to talk about with the schedule, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, good. Is you are describing a really great way to use our scheduler app. And I know some people listening might be wondering, well, but my child's not as old as Alex. And they would never be able to use, you know, the scheduler in the way that you might be describing it. So I think it's important to know that Goalie actually has a lot of different ways to use the schedule with the intention to provide options for kids who are younger developmentally, just learning how to do some of the tasks that maybe Alex just needs a reminder about at this point, right?
Right.
Yeah, so in our scheduler, we have what a lot of families are familiar with already, this idea of a visual schedule. How do I lay out the steps of my day, or more detailed, lay out the steps of an activity in my day. So we've got a lot of families who have younger children who are using our visual scheduler to show the steps of using the toilet, show the steps of washing hands or getting ready for bed. And we can provide lots of different levels of support. We can give videos in that schedule for kids who really need to see how those steps are performed, or we can just give a picture maybe for kids who are not reading yet and they need to understand what the step in that routine is by seeing a visual of it. We also have audio aids in our software. So children who are not reading or need a little more information about what they are reading to understand can hear an audio aid to walk them through a schedule. So it's super supportive and really customizable for kids who are a little bit younger.
Yeah, and I love that because you have pictures and things already preloaded in the app, but you can also take pictures of, if you're working on a bedtime routine of your kid's bed, or if you were working on bathroom routines of their toothbrush or of something like of the shower or the bathtub and things like that. So they're not just seeing, you know, a random picture of the bathtub. They're seeing the actual, you know, your actual bathtub. I think that makes it a lot more comfortable for the kids to see things from their own home.
Absolutely. And yeah, we try to load Goalie with a lot of pre-made material, right? So we have templates to help families get started right away. We have a visual aid library like you're describing, but we really encourage families once they get their feet wet and they're starting to feel confident in using the software that you customize it in as much or as little as your child needs to respond.
And this is great because I really encourage people to check you guys out because some background on our situation with Alex is he wasn't diagnosed with autism until he was just about 10 years old. And that was right when the pandemic started. So between the pandemic and us moving out of Philadelphia, he hasn't had any in-home or, you know, center-based like therapy of any kind in like 2 or 3 years. So things like this, I love highlighting them because this is something that parents can implement now, whether you're in our situation and, you know, you're in, you know, in between different therapies, or, you know, we know how long some of these waiting lists for ABA and things like that can be. So an app like this is really invaluable with helping to develop things like bedtime routines and bathroom routines and, you know, and things like that. So this is something that we as parents can do now rather than sit through a waiting list for, you know, a therapist or somebody else to come to our house and help us out.
Absolutely. And we are really a family-focused company. We love collaborating with professionals, educators, and clinicians as well, but we really want this set of apps to be so intuitive that parents can get started and feel like they're making gains very quickly with the product. And really, it's helping parents do what they're doing anyway, right? Which is parenting. Mm-hmm. You're teaching all day long, you're doing these things that you're describing, right? And this tool is just a way to add to that, to help support your child in the learning process, and maybe even give you some tips and guidance that you might not have thought of, because, right, we didn't get a book when we had kids. We don't really know how to do all of it. We're kind of learning as we go.
Yeah, because, going back a few years with us, bathroom routines were an issue. Things that you wouldn't think of, like closing the shower curtain while you're, you know, in there, or, you know, drying off before you get dressed, like that, you know. So something like this, where you can break down these daily tasks step by step, you know, would have been super helpful, you know, a few years ago when we were going through some of these issues.
Yeah. But,
yeah. Anyway, I want to thank you so much for your time today. Where, if people are interested in Goalie, where can they go to find out some more information?
Yeah. So the best place to learn about Goalie is to go to getgoalie.com. And I'm going to spell it, because I know that when you look at the name, it looks like it's Go Allie, which is really funny because we have someone on staff whose name is Allie. But it's get, G-E-T, Goalie, G-O-A-L-L-Y.com. And you can learn all about our company there. You can meet our team. You can see the products we offer. And we encourage anybody to reach out for a demo. We offer free demos. They're super individualized. Kaylin's one of the great people on our team that'll usually give one to you. And we just love to meet new families and talk with you about how we might be able to help you do the hard work that you're already doing.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on today. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, Fred.
I really hope you guys enjoyed that interview with Tana. Please go check out Goalie if you think it's something you'd be interested in. And I won't let you guys go without the dad joke of the week. What do you call somebody with no body and no nose? Nobody knows. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good week. And don't forget to leave those 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts.